This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
DOCDALI. Happy National Blood Donation Week. Woo-hoo! I donated. I got my blood donated today. I donate about 3-4 times a year. I speak about blood donation because I think it is one of the most selfless and easiest things to do to help save lives. And I don't understand why more people aren't doing it. And National Blood Donation Week is super duper cool. One is it honors all the blood banks out there that work tirelessly 7 days a week, 365 days a year, year after year, to help stock our hospitals and medical centers. So shout out to Vitalant, American Red Cross, One Blood, Blood Bank of Hawaii, Blood Bank of Alaska, Community Blood Centers, LifeShare, LifeServe, Blood Bank of Rhode Island, Blood Bank of Delmarva, Blood Bank of New York, Blood Bank, I hope I didn't miss any, Hawaii, Alaska. We have blood banks all across the United States. Shout out to all of them, for Rhode Island Blood Center, for making amazing happen. Number two, what's fascinating about National Blood Donation Week is we have governors, Republican and Democrat, unite during National Blood Donation Week. And National Blood Donation Day, which is September 4th every year, I know it falls on Labor Day this year, but still, great time to spread the word. We have nonpartisan, no politics, all hands on deck for declaring blood donation days and recognizing National Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week. It is fantastic. And when I see all these governors across the United States join forces, it sends a united message. America comes first. Now, what are we talking about in terms of blood donation? How hard is it? Piece of cake. Takes maybe no more than about 20-30 minutes. You do want to do the intake. They'll check your blood pressure. They'll check your iron. So there is some intake work that can take about 20 minutes also. And then after you donate blood, you sit around for about 15 minutes. So yeah, the process could take about an hour, 10 minutes. But for the most part, it is probably one of the selfless things many of us will ever do if we're not first line, first responder, doing our military service. This is a way where we can feel like we're doing something for our community and saving lives. One pint of blood that you are donating can save up to 3 lives. So that means 3 people could benefit from what I did today. And we need plasma. We need red blood cells. We need type O, type A, type B, type AB. I don't care if you're positive, negative. If you could donate blood, donate blood. And here's the other thing, too. If you can't donate blood, not a big deal. Host a drive. Hosting a drive costs you no money. And Vitalant, American Red Cross, One Blood, these blood banks handle it all for you. You just have to sign people up at work. It could be a simple piece of paper. It could be, guys, go to the website. It doesn't really take a lot of work. And hosting a drive, if my blood, one blood pint, saves up to 3 lives, imagine what you're doing hosting a drive. It's okay if you can't donate blood. That's okay. Because if you could host a drive, now you're going to be bringing in more blood. And so, just to take a look at the numbers, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. They need over 700 units a day. Just a day. When you look at the thousands upon thousands over the course of the country, we're being told by American Red Cross that every 2 seconds somebody needs blood in the U.S. or platelets, and 29,000 units of red blood cells are needed in the U.S. every day. 29,000. And so car accidents, wildfires, trauma, cancer. So much is relying on our blood supply. And then when you have wildfires, such as what we saw in Maui or what we're seeing in California, or Hurricane Idalia, tropical storms, bad weather, people are unable to donate. So the regulars who regularly donate, we have that dearth. And so coming into the fall and winter season, it's dire that we get our blood up to speed and on the shelves. We're being told that 5,000 units of platelets and 6,500 units of plasma are needed daily. 16 million blood components are transfused each year, but sickle cell affects 90 to 100,000 people in the U.S. 1,000 babies are born with sickle cell each year. They need blood transfusions. The average blood transfusion is about 3 units. So even though my unit can help somebody and could help up to 3 people, if somebody needs dire blood, it can only provide maybe 1/3 of what they need. That just is to show you the magnitude of how much we need in terms of people donating blood. They screen the blood. They do very, very thorough screening before. They test everything. And so luckily we have a very, very safe way to save people's lives. A single car accident, by the way, could take up to 100 units of blood for some people. I mean, it's mind-boggling. In terms of, according to the American Cancer Society, more than 1.8 million people are expected to be diagnosed with cancer in this upcoming year. And a lot of times our blood drops when we become anemic, chemotherapy, and many other medical conditions that might require us needing blood. So help your kids, help your adults. Go to the websites of Vitella.org, RedCross.org, My One Blood. Go to your local blood bank. Even if you can't donate blood today or this week, sign up so you can at least donate later on or year. Anything can help. And again, hosting a drive is so, so cool. And usually your boss will let you go and do it on the clock. Right? I mean, you really don't lose money. You don't lose anything. And you get chocolate chip cookies. You get chocolate chip cookies. And I got to tell you, those chocolate chip cookies are some of the best chocolate chip cookies out there. So happy National Blood Donation Week. Thank you, Governor, for declaring a blood donation day. Thank you, Governor. And thank your local blood banks for all they do. Because we need blood. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you have asked, what is happening with our birth rate? If Gen Z, about maybe one in six, identify as LGBTQ, A+, it's expanding in terms of the acronym. What happens in terms of our birth rate? And I believe we're at maybe 20% of the Gen Z community identifying. Now, I as I've said before, please don't stereotype anybody who's LGBTQ, A plus I, as being non-desiring fertility and not wanting to have kids. A lot of them still do want to have kids, so that has to be something that medical providers talk to them about. But there's another process and another sort of issue that's happening when it comes to our fertility, because our birth rate has been dropping. Our birth rate is low. I think at an all-time low, we're being told. Well, the birth rate also is dependent on just people having sex. And we are being told that virginity is rising. And I believe in Japan, we got some startling statistics where 10% of men in Japan were still virgins by the time, or are still virgins by the time they are 30. Now, male virginity is also rising in America. Female virginity, I don't know if we have any data on that yet, but people aren't hooking up. Now, we have for years talked to people about STIs, talked to people about dating sites, being careful, but we have now a society that's very isolated. And when people stay in their parents' basement playing video games, and they're not at the tailgate, they're not going to the games, they're not going to prom, they're not going to school, they're not going to college. Remember, college rates are dropping. People are like, why go? What's the degree going to do for me? It's costing me money, and we don't know if we're going to get our debt written off or not. Well, if you're not going to college, then you're not going to parties. Right? Then you're not joining the clubs. Then you're not going to the games. I mean, you're not out there. Now that many people are working remote, they're not meeting coworkers. They're not falling for each other. They're not, I mean, I can't spell it out any more clearly. So when you have this culture of you don't need to be around people, I mean, how in the olden days, you would walk into a store, buy a newspaper, maybe buy some bubble gum. You'd see somebody working there. You'd see somebody, eyes would meet. Maybe you'd, I don't know, get the guts to talk to them or run into them again. I order on Amazon. I'm not going to meet anybody. If my husband ever leaves me, I don't know where I'm going to meet people because I buy things from Amazon. I go to the studio. Nobody here in the studio. Right? Studio, it's remote. The guys in the studio are at GCN in Minnesota. They're like, oh, thank God. Good. I don't need Dolly hitting on me. I wouldn't hit on you guys. You guys are my babies. I love you guys. But you're not meeting people. We are doing our jobs. I'm doing medicine online. We're doing everything online these days. So what's going to happen? Well, let's talk about the virginity issue for a second here. Okay, what is the positive to being a virgin? I was a virgin for the longest time until it was taken from me, not by choice. And what was nice, I never had to worry about an STI, never had to worry about an unwanted pregnancy. It was nice, but it, you know, did limit a lot of the dating opportunities I had, especially for people out there that just want to hook up. And so maybe from a health perspective, yeah, you might not get diseases, and you know, you might not get your heart broken, you might not feel used, but our destiny and our evolutionary path is to propagate. And so for those of us that have the ability to propagate and aren't, that will also weigh on you. I can't tell you how many people said, I put my career first, I went through school, now I'm being told I can't, I'm having trouble with fertility. And yeah, we're kind of the most fertile when we're teenagers. Not that I want teenagers getting pregnant by any means, but that's when our sex drives are the highest, and that's when we're pretty, pretty fertile. You start to wait till you're in your 30s and 40s to have your first kid, it's more difficult. So if right now we have a society where now it's okay to be a virgin, that's fine. And I'm glad. I really hated people being picked on, you know, and criticized for being a virgin and made fun of, because people then tried to give it away as quickly as possible in high school. And I think that was a disaster for a lot of people. But if you're not out there having sex, you're not going to be making babies. And so what does a low birth rate mean? Or a lower birth rate? Well, a lower birth rate means we're going to have a lower, you know, less of a population that's going to be able to support us Gen X's, or millennials, or baby boomers, or traditionalists. You know, the idea of having a big family and having 5-6 kids, that's rare. I had 2, and I had to stop at 2 because we barely got through both of those with the kids being healthy, and it's hard when you're working 100-hour weeks. And I was pregnant when I was 28 and 30. So I thought it would be even more risky to even try later in my 30s. So I only have two kids. I'm grateful for those two kids, but that's not the big family that evolution and our species needs. And now if we have individuals say, no, I really don't want to have sex. I don't want to hook up with anybody. I don't want to be accused later of assault. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to get a divorce. You know, nobody's talking about the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is so many people have parents that got divorced. They're like, I don't want that. That was horrible. My parents went through hell. Well, if the person you're with doesn't want to have a baby, you're married, it's a problem. So not only do we have, you know, less people hooking up, but less people desiring to start a family. What happens to our taxes? What happens to our workforce? What happens, you know, as a whole, we are, you know, we have priorities, and I love our priorities in terms of, you know, fixing the climate and you know, strengthening our, you know, our community and all that. But if you're not dating and you're not making babies, then, I've had people tell me that they don't want children because they don't want children going to be on this earth with climate change. Okay, that's going to kill the human species off more than climate change. And I get it's a scary world out there. The world is much different right now, you know, for our kids than it was for us. Maybe it's going to be better, maybe it's going to be worse. But to not decide to have kids, and I got to tell you, it's very easy to talk yourself out of it. I even talked to myself out of it. When I was in medical school going, you know what, I'm going to be a surgeon. I got to put my career first. I'll deal with babies after surgery. Well, then, man, when I got baby fever and I got married, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to switch residencies. I'm going to pick a career where I can have a baby, have a family. And I got to tell you, I never imagined my life as awesome having kids than not. But it was very easy to talk myself out of it. Not enough money, not enough time. The world's going crazy. So, you know, before you plan on just, you know, saying, I'm going to be a virgin, I don't need to hook up with anybody. And I'm not saying hook up, but, you know, relationships have their value. In fact, they found that men live longer if they're in a relationship or married or have a partner. I mean, if, you know, if you want to really, shall we say, have yourself the most strategic for when you get older, right, you might want to think about having a partner. You might want to think about having kids. If you think, you know what, the society is going to take care of me, there's going to be Medicare, there's going to be Social Security, I mean, I don't mean to, you know, tap in on your selfish strings, but that was another reason why I had kids. I'm like, who's going to take care of me later? We always took care of our grandparents, parents. I'm like, who's going to be there to take care of me? And then who's going to be there to take care of each other? You know, family is... Yeah, there are some duties that they have to do. In fact, I even told the kids when they were born, I go, look, all right, you know, I'll breastfeed you, I'll do all that, but you got to take care of me later. You know, and they're like, meh! Like, sorry, that's the plan. That's the deal. That's the way it's going to go. So, you know, if you are a virgin, that's okay. I get it. You know, there's a lot of baggage out there, and, you know, why, you know, put yourself at risk for STIs or whatever, but don't not... enter into relationships. Relationships are very important. They're crucial. And you need that. You need to feel loved. And people say, but we're going to fight. And I'm going to get dumped. You know, with life, there's always ups and downs. You can't just hope you're always going to have the ups. And I'm going to tell you, having a relationship and being married, there's definitely more ups and downs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Idalia remains a tropical storm as it moves into the Atlantic after bringing heavy rain and wind to northwestern Florida, southern Georgia, and the Carolinas. Nearly 95,000 homes and businesses across several counties reporting power outages today. Many do not have running water. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been cleared to resume his schedule as planned after he froze for more than 30 seconds while fielding questions from reporters in Covington, Kentucky on Wednesday. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey has activated 250 members of the National Guard to provide basic services at emergency shelter hotels amid an influx of migrants that has service providers stretched thin. Pennsylvania law enforcement officials searching for a man who escaped from the Chester County prison yesterday morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So some of you are concerned about the mask mandates that have been going on. And there's not anything official across the country. I know when we were promised there was not going to be a mandate with the vaccine or mandates, that was a lie, and they brought it back. So I understand that just because we don't have it now doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be out of the woods in the near future. But a lot of hospitals, a lot of schools are starting to bring it back. As we have this Aris strain, this EG5, and the we still have remnants of the XBB1.16, and then the BA 2.86 strain. These are strains that are pretty You know, contagious. We are seeing COVID. I don't think we need to panic and rid people of their rights. But, yeah, I am seeing people that are calling in with shortness of breath, chest discomfort, cough, fatigue, malaise. They feel like they got, you know, kind of flu-like. They feel like it hit them. It hit them hard. Maybe they started off with a little bit of a sore throat or something, and then they got hit pretty hard when the viral load rose. The shortness of breath, to me, prompts an immediate evaluation. Now, high fever, you shouldn't really get a high fever with COVID, but you can. I've seen some people go up to 102.5, not that that's a very high fever. Usually with COVID, you're under 102.5, but if you have a child that, let's say, is 98.6, and then all of a sudden spikes to 101, they could get a febrile seizure because the fever is rising too quickly. So sometimes it's not so much the amount of the fever, it's just how quickly one is rising with that fever. But shortness of breath, any sort of respiratory difficulty does prompt us to say you got to get yourself checked out. Now, what about the masks? Well, we've been talking about masks now for 3.5 years. And personally, I think we've had the virus for 4 years. I think it was leaked out of Wuhan, the Wuhan lab, in about August of 2019. We started to get cases in November. Many of us doctors didn't know what was going on because people were testing negative for flu, but they had a flu-like illness. So we're like, maybe the tests are bad, maybe it's a new type of flu. And then we hear in January, okay, it's this COVID virus. And they said, well, our first case is in Washington State. I'm like, I don't really think that's the first case. I think we've had it. I was so busy December. In fact, I was on vacation, and I just let one day, I saw 80 patients. All day long. It was online. I was in Hawaii. I told the family, you know what, go scuba dive, go do your thing. I'll meet you later. And I mean, there were like thousands of patients in the queue of this telemedicine company. It was so busy. All I could do is send people to the hospital, or if they had mild symptoms, treat for mild symptoms. So I get it. Things were pretty scary 2019, 2020. But here we are in 2023, and we don't have a consensus on our masks. Now, I have said for years that if you're really going to do a mask, you got to do it right. That's why these mask mandates were completely stupid and irrelevant for many, because they were using dirty masks. By the way, I still have masks from 3 years ago sitting in some old purses. I should throw it out, but I'm thinking, you know, what if they're worth something later? But, you know, as a physician, when you have a mask, you use it for a patient and then you take it off. And then you throw it out. And then you get a new one. When I was told that medical students and residents were only given one mask a day, wearing one mask all day long, it's useless at the end of the day. You're getting it wet when you're breathing into it. It's not as effective as a filter. Now, I get it's some sort of a barrier, and barriers are nice. The more barriers out there, that's, you know, it could help. But this false sense of security of people wearing dirty masks, and then the carbon dioxide exposure that has been even proven to affect people's fetuses and possibly linked to stillborns. You got to breathe. You can't have your mouth covered. You're not supposed to have your mouth covered. That's why your mouth is so big. Your mouth is the biggest orifice in the body. I know some of us think we have different orifices that are bigger, but it really is the mouth. And the reason why is because if you don't think you're getting enough air, you can expand that orifice. Same thing with your nose. Your nose flares. When we see babies struggling to breathe, their nose flares open, just trying to bring extra air in by widening. You know, put stuff over your kid's face. Now I get, there's rip-roaring TB, or deadly virus that can consume you right away. I get the fear, and I get why some people might want to protect themselves. But standing in front of other people for 8 hours with a mask that's not working doesn't work. Now, I've been saying for years, you need the N95 respirators. The N95 respirators have the strongest ability to filter out the microns that could include COVID, because many of the other types of masks, the other type of medical masks, the cheaper ones, or many of your gaiters, it's like a chain link fence. The virus could get right through. The only thing is a recent study has come out even published by the NIH, that these masks have chemicals on them. And you're now exposing yourself to the chemicals. And the masks would have to actually be opened for at least 30 minutes to air out before you put it on. Well, then it's getting dirty. So I don't think we really know what we're doing when it comes to masks. Now, I would wear a mask when I would walk into a patient room so that if they breathe their flu on me, I wouldn't turn around and breathe it on somebody else. And I think it helped. I think really the way I did masks, using them for those short periods of time, not getting the mask dirty, throwing it out in a biohazard, not just a regular garbage, because that is a biohazard if you do have flu or an infection. Using a new mask so I'm not breathing on somebody else. And I was able to prevent other people from getting sick from other people in other rooms. And I limited myself getting sick. I didn't get sick a lot because I used masks. But I used masks when I was very close, in close proximity to other people. And then I also let myself breathe. So if these mask mandates are coming in, I can understand why a hospital says, hey guys, we got sick people here. Yeah, I don't want you bringing in your COVID. I don't want you bringing in your tuberculosis. I don't want you bringing in flu. The mask will provide a little bit of a barrier, but if you're going to be in an area where there's vulnerable people, I want you to wear a mask. That's okay. I think medical centers and nursing homes can do that. And I do that as a doctor. But, you know, do we have to do that at universities? Do we have to do that on a plane? I couldn't breathe when I had a mask on a plane. The partial pressure of oxygen changes, so I felt short of breath. Okay, we need you to breathe. Being hypoxic does nothing for anybody. So if you're really worried about, you know, it being flu season, cough and cold season, like we always were during the holidays, then you might not want to be standing in line at an airport with a bunch of people, and you might not want to be on a plane. If you're going to be around crowds of people, you're going to probably get sick. That's just the way it is. So, you know, do we need to now go back to mask mandates? Absolutely not. You guys use common sense. If you don't want to be around people who are sick, you know, or they claim, oh, but I got vaccinated, so I'm good. Okay, and I think we've all learned, finally somebody's listening, that just because somebody's vaccinated doesn't mean they aren't passing it. You could be vaccinated with the flu. You could still pass the flu to other people. So, you don't want to be around other people? Don't be. You want to be around other people? Just don't do it if you're sick. If you want to wear a mask, that's fantastic. But hopefully it's a good mask. I really like the N95 respirators. I think they do the best. But if these masks have chemicals on them, we need to rethink mandating people needing to wear them for long periods of time. But we do have these strains. We are going to be coming into another wave of COVID. Not that COVID never left. And, you know, watch for symptoms of cough, fever, body aches. You don't have to have all of those symptoms. Sinus infection, sinus congestion, cough, difficulty breathing, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's have an honest conversation. How many of you dislike one or all of your kids? Doesn't have to be all the time. But do you ever feel like, I don't think I like them too much? Now, I love my babies. Being a mom, I could never imagine disliking them. In terms of not wanting them on this earth. But have I ever told them that they would never have been a roommate of mine, right? Or a friend of mine in school because of X, Y, and Z? Oh, absolutely. I have told them there is no way. If I saw you on the street, I would have whooped your butt for saying something like that. And we think that when we're parents, we have to love them unconditionally, which we do, but that if there is something you dislike about them, just keep it to yourself. Well, the problem with that is when you have these school shooters, when you have these mass murderers, when you have these criminals, and you're like, what the hell, where were the parents? Did the parents see anything? Well, if they're in La La Land going unconditional love, that's how they were born, it's who they are, if they're, you know, different. No. You need to kind of, when you look at your kids, have a pretty objective. You got to kind of look at them like, are you going to fail miserably in life? Are you going to be unproductive? Are you going to be successful? You know, telling a kid, oh, you're wonderful, you're this, you're wonderful, that doesn't help either. If they suck at something, you got to tell them you suck. Yeah, my parents are pretty honest about stuff. Yeah, you know, I wanted to be Miss America. I mean, they didn't even have to find the right words. They're like, not going to happen, okay? Just not going to happen. Please go to school. I want to be like her, and I want to be in the movies, and I want to be, just go to school, go to school. So, you know, you need, you know, to have a very honest opinion with your kids. And if your kids are doing things that you don't think are going to help them in society or get them in jail, you got to get those kids some help. Now, the other issue we need to talk about are these parents that hurt these kids, or maybe they suffer from postpartum depression. And they don't feel like they can admit that they didn't like having a baby. Or they don't like the baby. Now, I was very fortunate having a baby, having two of them. I loved them. I couldn't even imagine my life 3 hours prior to them being born. And the good and the bad and the crying and all that. Were they a pain in the ass? Yeah. Are they still a pain in the ass? Yeah. But you know, luckily, no regrets. But you do have a lot of individuals out there where the baby's home and they don't like the baby. Now, doctors try to do their best to identify somebody who could have severe postpartum depression or postpartum psychosis. But I think one problem in society is we glorify the whole baby thing. And so people think, okay, well, I'm going to be like Rachel on Friends. I'm going to still look super skinny. I'm going to still look good. I'm going to have a whole team of people who'll help me. And then I'll get to go off, you know, in remaining seasons without ever having the baby around me. And that's not reality. I mean, that baby is tied to you at the hip. And some people aren't very good with having somebody always around. Now, what we do in terms of society and in terms of medicine is, one is we make sure you have support. We make sure somebody can let mom sleep. If mom's not sleeping or dad's not sleeping, they're not going to have the best attitude. We want to make sure that child's not at risk. If we think that child could get hurt, get child protective services involved, get that child maybe out of that area where they could get hurt until parents are ready to have the child, if they ever are. But we just don't have that conversation. Nobody has a conversation of, do you like your kids? Do you like having kids? Now, I don't want everybody giving their kids up for adoption. I can very easily, like right now, I can say, you know what, guys, see ya. Go find, and in fact, I have told them oftentimes, I go find a new mommy. When they didn't like some of the rules, and they started to complain, and I didn't have time to hear them complain, I go, you go find a new mommy. I'll meet them. I'll have a cup of tea with them, even though I hate tea. I'll meet them. If that's what you want your new mommy to be, fine by me. I don't even have to meet them. If you think they're a good enough mommy for you, go. Well, they never found a new mommy. I think they did try. That was when we had Yellow Pages. Now they could go on the internet going, I need a new mommy. But yeah, one kid, he was in my car. He was like yelling, yeah, I want a new mommy. So I go, get out, go find a new mommy. And he laughs. After the third time, I'm like, no, leave. You want a new mommy? Go. So I helped him out of his car seat, let him go. We were in the neighborhood. Right? And then I see him race after him. Because I was in the Jeep. I'm like driving off. I'm like, see you, go find a new mommy. So I start driving off towards my house. And you see him run to the car. And so I stop and I go, okay, so you want mommy again, right? So I get out of the car. He goes, no. And then he got his little bag. So I need my bag. I left him there. Went driving. I mean, it was in our neighborhood, so it wasn't really a big deal. But then he came back. He thought the whole thing was really funny. And I go, don't mess with me. If you want a new mommy. But parents not wanting their kids or liking their kids is a huge problem. Because when a child wants to talk to you, you're like, get away. They know when they're not liked. They know when you don't want them around. Well, what if they have to talk to you about something? What if they have a big problem? That's why kids go to other kids. They're like, my parents don't want to hear it, and I don't want to hear what they have to say. And so we really need honest conversations about if you like or dislike your kids. And then what is it that you dislike about them? Right, well, they stink. Well, are they bathing? No, they won't listen to me when I tell them to bathe. Then bring them to a doctor and let a doctor go, you know what, you stink. You got fungus behind your ears. Can you please wash that off? Yeah, I mean, you recruit other people. You don't have to do this by yourself. Oftentimes, there's a favorite aunt or a favorite uncle, somebody super cool. Use that person to talk to the kids because they respect them. They like them. And they're like, buddy. Yeah. I remember when I first got a tushy. I was still pretty skinny, but I was getting my tushy. And my grandma looks at me going, your butt's big. I mean, that hurt. But, you know, she said it like it is. So I started running. And then I was a runner for years. Try to bring that butt down. Still had a tushy. Still do. Some people think it's a good thing to have a tushy. Eh, I don't like having a tushy. But, it's a difficult thing to kind of think yourselves through. But if you have somebody in the family who just had a baby, let them be open and honest about how they're feeling. And if they're feeling overwhelmed, if they're like, this isn't fun. I thought it was going to be, you know, oh my gosh, kid loves me. These kids don't necessarily hug or kiss you when they're infants. So you're not getting that. And then you might have a kid that is incapable of bonding. They might have a condition that prevents them from, you know, hugging you and kissing you, and so, you know, you have to shake off a lot of these societal stereotypes and understand that your bonding with the child can come in a variety of different ways. And if you need help, get help. That's what we doctors are for. We nurses, we PAs, nurse practitioners, even your pharmacist could probably give you some advice. But don't go through it alone. I'm hearing time and time again that these women leave their babies. They have a baby, and then I guess they didn't like it, so they just leave the baby, and the baby dies. You know, it is okay to ask for help. And it is okay to say you don't like your baby. Nobody's going to take the baby away for life. You could very easily, you know, say, look, this wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I'm having a difficult time. I'm not bonding with the baby. Help. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.